This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
NBA Finals resumes tonight. Game 4, Pacers host the Thunder, and the Thunder were one of the biggest favorites in NBA Finals history, and the series has not gone according to plan thus far, as the Pacers lead 2-1, and joining us now to preview tonight's game and the rest of the series, our guy, Moak Hamilton. And Moak, Vegas still has the Thunder as strong favorites at minus 250, despite being down 2-1 in this series. Are you as confident as Vegas that OKC is going to come back and win it?
I'll say no. I'm going to go no on that. Now, you're asking me right now if I still favor the Thunder. I do. But I don't know if I still favor them to the tune of a minus 250. I think the winner of tonight's game ultimately pulls this series out. I mean, for the Pacers, that's not really going out on a limb. We've actually seen this now a few times from them, getting out to a fast start, stealing game one, going up 3-1. You know, it's a tough hill for many teams to climb, and in NBA history, as I think we all know, only one team has successfully come back from a 3-1 deficit in the finals. So I think it's all on the line for the Thunder tonight, and I expect that Isaiah Hartenstein will get some more minutes. I think that they need his toughness and they need his passing and playmaking ability. And I expect that Mark Daniel and his staff realize that. So I expect to see some adjustments from Oklahoma City tonight. And I think we go back to OKC for game 5 tied up 2-2.
Well, we certainly saw some adjustments from the Pacers and Rick Carlisle going into game 3. And that was a very different version of Tyrese Halliburton than we'd seen in the two games in OKC. I'm not sure he's going to get 50 points from his bench again. I don't think one of them is going to go for 27 or 30 again. But do you think that they've unlocked Halliburton now and figured some things out there?
I think a little bit. I think one of the things that Rick Carlisle has done exceptionally well is always kind of be one step ahead on the offensive end. So we saw the Knicks, we saw this in the Knicks series, with targeting Jalen Brunson and Karl-Anthony Towns, and then always hunting for the more favorable matchup. And the thing about Halliburton is that he's such a great playmaker. He has such great vision. He's able to, you know, execute the jump pass to perfection, which has always been a no-no for as long as I've known basketball. Mm. But the thing about him that I think is underreported is just how well he sees the court. I mean, he's very shifty, very nimble on his feet, very quick, rangy. So he can see over opposing point guards and defenses. So Halliburton has shown me more than anything else that he really just needs one step. He's such a great shooter and he's such a great decision maker with the ball that he just needs one step to compromise your entire defense. And the other thing that Indiana really has going for them is they have a good 5 or 6 guys on that team that can shoot and can score efficiently. So it doesn't have to be the same guy every night. And that's kind of what's helped catapult them to being in this predicament that they're in right now. So I think they've hidden themselves from us for a good portion of the season. But at this point, we're seeing a very deep, very disciplined team that knows how to take advantage of its greatest asset in Tyrese Haliburton, as well as the weaknesses in the opposition's defense. So you got to credit Rick Carlisle for that.
We're speaking to Moke Hamilton. It's Inside Access on the Fan. And Moke, SGA held to 24 points at 6 turnovers in Game 3. 6 first quarter points, only 1 bucket in the fourth quarter. Did you see anything differently with how the Pacers guarded him, or was it just a little bit of an off night?
I think it's probably a little bit of both. You know, I know that SGA got off to a bit of a slow start in game, whatever game that was. That was
3.
Jesus, it's been a long playoff run, you know. But he got off to a bit of a slow start in game 3. But I overall liked how OKC looked. They looked very spirited. I thought they looked energetic. They had a lead for a good portion of that first half, and I thought that they looked comfortable. I think they got a little tight in the second half, and for SGA, you know, as much as I think Rick Carlisle did a great job of putting different defenders on him, guarding him differently, mixing it up a bit, I think he missed a lot of chippies, man. I think he missed a lot of shots that he has shown over the course of the season that he's capable of making, and if you're not getting efficiency from him, and if Jalen Williams is not going to be there to give you a very efficient Robin-esque performance, then the Thunder are beatable, and we've seen that. So I think for them, I feel like I did see a little bit of shock. I did see a little bit of deer in the headlights, and I'm hoping for the Thunder's sake that they can get that under control and they can be the team that we've seen over the course of this entire season in game 4. And again, keep the finals competitive, because if they go down 3-1, I really don't like their chances of coming away with this thing.
Well, Moke, I'm with you. I think we see MVP SGA tonight. But, and I preface this by saying I realize how young he is, and I know he missed a lot of time this year, and that obviously is a key factor. He hasn't played that much pro ball.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
But Chet Holmgren has such a Jekyll and Hyde. He starts these games like a house of fire. He feels comfortable in his shot. You see him hit a wing three or two early in these games. You look at the first quarter. Sometimes they've scored 28 points, and he's got 11 or 14 of them. And then in the second half, it's like, okay, he gets an occasional rebound. But, like, what happened? He seems to, like, be so hot or cold. I kind of feel like that might be the missing thing here. Like, if he can be A game or at least B game Chet Holmgren for the better part of 30 minutes, then I feel like this is their series like we thought all along. But without that, I do wonder a little bit.
Yeah, no, I think that's a very good point. And, you know, as far as Chet's concerned, I think that a lot of that is really just about age and experience, you know, and especially being in the NBA finals. I think it's tough to ask, you know, a 20, 22, 23-year-old guy to go out there and give you 40 awesome minutes.
Yeah.
Like, only the greats are able to do that kind of thing and string together that kind of performance. And I think that's what separates, you know, the MVPs from the other guys that are just pretty good. So what I do think for the Thunder is, and it, just like the Pacers, you know, look, you look at the Pacers, I mean, I think that Pascal Siakam has probably been their most consistent force over the course of the entirety of the playoffs. No surprise there, the Eastern Conference Finals MVP. But what I think Indy has shown us is that you can't really be so top-heavy and reliant on just two or three guys. You need, like, a good five or six guys. You know, one day it's Benedict Mathurin for the Thunder. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe one day it is a Hartenstein. Maybe one day it is a Lou Dort. Maybe it's an Isaiah Joe that can come out and give you five threes, or not even five, maybe three threes in an important stretch. Maybe it's an Alex Caruso. But for the Thunder, they definitely just need guys to step up. They need a third guy, and it can be Chet Holmgren. But even if it's not, as long as he gives them capable defense and he is able to be a plus contributor on both sides, you know, get a couple of offensive rebounds, give you some bit of an interior presence, that'll go a long way for the Thunder. So they got to find something, and I think they do, mainly because over the course of the entirety of the regular season and the postseason, you know, we have seen them face some adversity. They were in the situation against the Nuggets, right? So I wouldn't count them out just yet, but they definitely need to step up, and they need to show that these NBA finals are not too big for them.
Moke, let's end outside the NBA Finals. And we asked you last week about the Knicks firing Tibbs, and you would have thought that they had a plan outside of just trying to interview every head coach that already has a job in the association. What the heck is happening with the Knicks coaching search?
Well, the first thing that I will say, Leon, you got my number. I am available, all right? So, you know, you only have to get permission from my wife for the interview, but I'm pretty sure she'll say okay. I'd add a lot of zeros to my paycheck. That said, you know, for the Knicks, I do think that the reports of them asking to speak to these coaches coming out, it does make them look a little silly. It does make it look like they don't have a plan, but I'm not sure that that is actually the truth, right? So before the Knicks hired Tibbs, they did something very similar. They interviewed as many guys as they could, and they ended up going with the guy that many thought was the heir apparent anyway. As far as I'm concerned, I think Mike Malone makes so much sense for the Knicks. I think he's an obvious choice, in my opinion. But without getting too deep into that and the reasons why, I will say that the Knicks happen to have the only coaching vacancy in the NBA. So what is the rush for them to go out and find the guy? Even if it's Mike Malone, even if they know who it is that they want, there's really no pressure or any rush on them to go out and make the hire. So I don't really have a problem with them doing their due diligence and kicking tires and seeing which coaches out there might be available. But I do agree, I shouldn't even say available, be available for poaching, right? If you have a guy that's in a situation where he and his front office decide they want to go separate ways. My issue with it is that they shouldn't let the news come out, because it does make them look silly publicly, especially because the public doesn't really need any reason to ridicule the Knicks. You know what I mean? Like, it's always like, you know, the butt of the joke. But they should do it back channel. They should do it through the agents. They shouldn't let it be known that they're going to the team and being told no, because it does make them look a little silly. But again, I would just say they have the only vacancy in the NBA. There's really no rush for them to fill the slot. It's not like they're the Nuggets,
right,
who are about to begin a postseason run. You know what I mean? So I think we need to see how the story ends before we can call them idiots and say that, you know, they've made a great mistake in letting Tibbs go.
They also may want to talk to some assistants from teams that are still playing the game. Therefore, that's not probably going to be granted right now, right?
That's
like,
right.
I think they would rather, hey, could you wait a week till the series is over before you want to talk to our guys? Yeah.
Exactly. A very prudent approach. And again, I would remind everybody that this is very, very similar to what they did before they ended up hiring Tom Thibodeau.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as Leon Rose came into the job, the first assumption was that Tibbs would be the guy. So You know, not really a sharp departure from what Leon Rose did the last time he was actually in this situation.
He's our guy, Mo Hamilton. A critical game four of the NBA Finals tonight, 8:30 tip in Indiana. Mo, thanks as always, man.
My pleasure. You guys take care.
Thank you.
You got it. Coming up at the top of the hour, it's bounce back, fall back, Jason versus Ben. At 4:30, Jerry Coleman's going to be joining us. And you know what Jerry's probably really upset about, Jason? The press box at Camden Yards, which was a fantastic view,
yes,
is going to be moved for the 2026 season. Some luxury suites.
R.I.P. Well, they just named it after Henny a few years ago. I guess the new one that they moved will still be named after Henny.
We'll get into it next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.